I'm Brian Clark, ABC News, with the president's weekly address.
Our nation mourns the loss of a legal giant, Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Her landmark rulings, fierce devotion to justice, and her courageous battle against cancer inspire all Americans. You may agree, you may not disagree with her, but she was an inspiration to a tremendous number of people. I say all Americans. Justice Ginsburg's close relationship with a friend of ours, a friend of mine, Justice Scalia, is also a powerful reminder that we can disagree on fundamental issues while treating each other with decency, dignity, and respect. Our thoughts and prayers are with her family. Thank you very much. So Article 2 of our Constitution says the president shall nominate justices of the Supreme Court. I don't think it can be any more clear, can it? I don't think so. No, it says the president is supposed to fill the seat, right? And that's what we're going to do. We're going to fill the seat. There have been 29 times a vacancy opened during an election year or prior to an inauguration. 29 times, that's a lot. Every single time, the sitting president made a nomination. That included, did you ever hear of George Washington? Did you ever hear of Thomas Jefferson? Or how about the great Abraham Lincoln when he wore the hat especially? With the great hat, I want to try one of those hats. I love that. Now think of it. 29 times, every single time, nobody said, oh, let's not fill the seat. We won the election. And those are the consequences. You know, it's called fill that seat, and that's what we're doing. The Supreme Court was a very central issue in both the 2016 presidential election and then the 2018 midterm elections, where, by the way, I didn't run. You know, we had a lot of people said, oh, he really took a little bit of a slack, and not nearly as bad as others. In fact, we gained seats in the Senate, but they never talk about that, right? They don't talk about that. We gained 2 seats. Nobody talked about it. But we didn't run. And I had a lot of people that said, sir, we'll never vote in 2018. I said, no, vote. Everybody vote. They just didn't. I think we were like 9 million people decided they wanted to wait. And they've waited. And you see what's going on. You see what's happening. You see the enthusiasm that we have. Which, by the way, we set a record in 2016. The bad news for the Democrats is we are more enthusiastic now, not even close, than we were in 2016. Because they're trying to hurt our numbers, but our economic numbers are so good. They're staggering. They're the best we've ever had. Jobs, retail, stock market, everything. And this is with a lot of shutdowns by Democrats. That's all they're doing. On November 4th, they'll announce we've decided to open up. One of the teachers' groups said, actually, one of the unions and one of the politicians in California said, no, we're not going to do it. We need to do it. We should be open by November 4th. That was not a good thing for them to say. That person, I think, was fired. I think was fired. In both the 2016 and the 2018 elections, the American people chose a president and a Senate majority, united in their commitment to selecting nominees who believe in applying the Constitution as written, right? Both the White House and the Senate majority have a moral duty to fulfill the promises they made to the voters, and that is exactly what we're going to do. We said that if for any reason we have a vacancy on the United States Supreme Court, we will fill that vacancy. We're not going to say, and by the way, we have plenty of time. There's a lot of time. You know, you're talking about January 20th, right? So we will uphold equal justice under the law for citizens of every race, color, religion, and creed. I will be putting forth a nominee next week. It will be a woman. It will be a woman, unless Would you rather have me choose? Would you rather have a woman on the Supreme Court? Yes, woman, yes. Or would you rather have a man on the Supreme Court? What's going on? Let's give it one more quick chance. This is a free poll. This poll, and this is a lot of people. This is tens of thousands of people. This is a lot of people. Okay, so one more time. Who would rather have a man on the Supreme Court? Well, you the man, it's... Who would rather have a woman on the Supreme Court? And by the way, that's a very accurate poll, because that's the way I feel. It will be a woman, a very talented, very brilliant woman. Who I haven't chosen yet, but we have numerous women on the list. I built this incredible list of brilliant people. And we're asking for Biden's list. He can't give it. You know why? Because if he ever gave a list, he'd either put somebody in the left middle, which would be okay, you could get votes, or he'd put somebody, which is what he's going to choose, so far left. Now, if he did the left middle, he loses his entire left coast, right? And if he loses the left coast, that's the end of his election. He is the worst candidate. He is the worst candidate in the history of presidential politics. If I lose to him, I don't know what I'm going to do. I will never speak to you again. You'll never see me again.
That was President Donald Trump's weekly address. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.